everyone fights the frog. Ribbit?
Ballin' out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ballin' Out.
I
watched a little bit of Attack on Titan before we recorded this, and I've never made a bigger mistake in my life. Hi, folks. My name is Jeremy Hammond. Joining me, as always, are my co-hosts, Katie Rose Leon.
It's so nice to have the whole family here for dinner.
And Alex Patak.
I'm just here to game.
And joining us this week is a comedian, local personality, and you know, all around emotionally unavailable man, Micah Brucey.
Hey, don't look me in the eyes. Please, it hurts me.
Welcome, Mike. I am very sorry that we made you watch this episode in particular.
Was this a prank on me? Was this a, you guys set this one up to be a real prank on old Mikey?
Yeah, it was.
I would say
face the wall.
I feel like this whole show is a prank on ourselves. We're like, yeah, we're accessible.
But Katie, you were saying during while we were watching it that, like, even as somebody who knows all this stuff, we know who the frog is, we know who freezes, we know who all of this is about. It still was ridiculous.
That was like a premise heavy episode. They're like, we need to just set all this up so we can knock it down in 300 episodes.
Yeah, they were just talking that one out.
Are you supposed to remember all that stuff?
You are. If you're lonely.
Yeah, he definitely, I mean, maybe not supposed to, but I did.
The idea is you saw it when you were 9 years old, and now it's lasered into the back of your mind. Yeah. You think of it at all times.
It's true. The moment we saw that frog in the last episode,
I
was like,
oh, fuck!
Guinea's back.
Y'all know what that is.
You know what distinct frog that is.
That's Frog Boy.
It was different than the other frog in that episode.
That's right. There
we
was
have
another
two
frog.
Different frog riffs.
Oh,
we
right, because there was one that looked like Slippy from Star Fox.
Slippy from Star Fox.
This podcast.
Oh, yes, Slippy from Star Fox. Words I understand.
Mike, if you ever want to come on our Star Fox podcast.
the only thing I know about Star Fox is Super Smash Brothers related, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
That's like Falco and Fox are both in that. Yeah.
Who's your Super Smash characters?
Poser.
Go.
No. For a long time, I was a Samus.
Oh.
For a long time, I was a Samus. Wow. And, but I, because my old roommate was a Pikachu.
Oh.
But now that we don't live together, we haven't lived together for a while, I think I'm transitioning into a Pikachu. Pikachu Blue Party Hat.
That's beautiful.
Pikachu Blue Party. That's important.
Pikachu
I
blue
used
party,
to play. As we famously know, Purple Peach.
Mm.
And it's famous because I used to go on the train from Long Island to play in Super Smash tournaments in a place called Neutral Grounds. And when I would show up,
ooh,
a 9-foot-tall gentleman who was 10 years older would be like, who else is Purple Peach? I'd be like, me.
You know, my cousin Lucas is like a competitive Smash player. Like, he's like really deep into the scene.
He is scene. Lucas from Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
What?
From Earthbound.
First Lucas, of all, let me just say
he's
the competitive
Ness's cousin.
The competitive Smash community does not acknowledge Brawl as a legitimate game.
What about Melee?
I put in all my
Melee
hours
is the game.
Brawl.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay. That's the
Melee
that's the
is
one.
The best.
The point is that Lucas listens to the show. Shouts to Lucas.
Shout out to Lucas.
Fuck I don't know what character you play, but I'm sure it's the
fuck you, Lucas.
Optimal.
What's this?
Go on, come town.
Anyways, we're getting far off track. Mike, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Before we get into talking about the episode, we usually like to talk to our guests a little bit about Dragon Ball and
yes.
just what your relationship to Dragon Ball is. Did you watch it when you were a kid? Were you a fan?
Absolutely not.
No.
I would I would actively try to find the remote as quickly as possible when it turned to the anime section of Cartoon Network in the afternoon.
Okay, so this is interesting because I know this of you, which is that you are a big pro wrestling fan.
Yes, the greatest American art form available to us today.
That's wild.
This feels like it's very in line with professional wrestling.
I like pro wrestling and this garbage, and I will say that is accurate.
Yeah, you can see the parallels, right? Yeah. It's dramatic. It's like a lot of just like macho, sweaty men.
It made me sexually confused and unavailable.
So what's your fucking damage, Mike?
What's my this sounds like a quite a different podcast than an anime one. Okay, I can't wait to be on another podcast where people tell me I should go to therapy. Hey, Mike, we brought you here to watch this show about a frog boy and a little bald person. And here are some cheap and free therapists in New York City for you to talk to.
All your friends and loved ones are behind this door. They're all really concerned.
Hey, we've got all your friends in Jeremy's anime room. And they're here to tell you that you're fucked up.
Please, Diego, Jess, and no one else, come in.
Those are my two friends, everyone. You heard it here first. I'm a local personality with two friends.
Mike's fan base is going wild.
Yeah. Mike's tykes are fucking losing their mind out there.
I do actually really want to have Diego on the podcast at some point to talk about the fitness angle of Dragon Ball.
Yo, there's so many dudes on Instagram that use hashtag, was that the Goku workout?
Yeah, Goku workout plan.
Or like, bitch, I look like Goku, they use a lot.
Oh, yeah, does that involve like flying to a different planet? What is the Goku workout plan?
Once you stop letting your energy out, you actually have access to the divine energy.
Oh wait, is it like a weird, are they tied into, oh, what's that weird internet thing? NoFap? Like guys who don't jerk off.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. And incel.
Strong correlation.
Incel is involuntarily celibate.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh, I spent literally 2 hours yesterday just reading aloud YouTube comments on pickup artist videos to anyone who would listen to me. So this is really in line with all of my interests.
You're going to really love going down the incel rabbit hole. Yeah. It's so fucked up. These guys are insane. Okay, we are getting far off track.
Yes.
Mike, we are talking about Dragon Ball. You tried to change the channel when it was on.
Yes.
What are you hiding from?
Back to the real question.
I honestly don't know what my like aversion as a kid to anime. I think because I was like a dork. Mm-hmm. I just only watched like The Simpsons and professional wrestling and like what like Ren and Stimpy and stuff. And I was like,
right.
No, I'm cool. I'm not a dork like those kids that watch anime. I have the Shawn Michaels hat and gloves. I'm cool.
That's really funny because, like, in my mind, I was superior because I was watching anime. Because I'm like, this shit is smart and different. And it's like, you fucking plebs don't even understand it.
Yeah.
That was like, I was doing the same thing just with. It's all garbage.
I'm more familiar with Mike's mindset than your. Like, I was very, very into anime, and I was like, if anyone knows, I'll be ruined.
I just like all the kids in my school that were openly into Dragon Ball were like the typical like cartoon anime kid. Were like silk shirt. Mm. And like rolling like backpack, wearing like water shoes all year long.
Please don't describe.
What's their hair
on
like?
This podcast. It's very offensive.
The hair is not good. It's either like greasy or like it's like when you shave your head but let it grow out a little too much, so all it can do is like spike up in weird patches, but doesn't like you can't ever style it because it's not long enough, but it's not short enough to like look like an intentional buzz cut.
Personal hygiene will only hold me back from my training.
Or there was I grew up in a pretty diverse town, so there was like the in my head the tip there's like the atyp like the typical like black anime fan who like there was like a lot of kids in my school that were like black anime fan, but for some reason I was just like this is too much to learn. Like anime is like kind of like a lot of television to me where it's like it's there's so much and so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like the whole back catalog, and I'm just like I can't even
Oh, yeah.
It's too late now.
Yeah, I'm
so much too late. I'm fucking done. You will die before you catch that ball. It's insane.
I used to find comfort in having to amass knowledge, though, because I'm like, I can't have friends, okay? I'm too busy knowing all this garbage.
Yeah. But me being, like, cool and being like, I can't learn about anime. It was just, like, instead like, me sitting and, like, reading books about, like, 70s Memphis wrestling. Like, stuff I could never even watch because they taped over the tapes that they used to, like, originally. Or it's like, yeah, I'm nine. I'm not going to, like, I can't. The internet wasn't, like, a thing yet. I couldn't, like, find. You could see, like, Jerry Lawler versus Andy Kaufman because that was, like, a huge national thing.
Right.
And then other than that, I was just like, yeah, I guess I'm just going to sit here and learn about Vern Gagne for a while. A name no one should know.
Do you have other friends who, like, were into 70s wrestling? No, super obscure.
I think it was, like, I wasn't even into it. I just, like, it was kind of the same thing where it was, like, I just wanted to I get really obsessive about, like, one thing. Yeah. So it's like I want to learn everything about this one thing.
No, I get that. It's like the same thing with, like, when you get into rock music of some type or another, and you're just like, well, who influenced this band? And then who influenced that band?
Exactly.
And then you end up somewhere in, like, the 1950s listening to the Big Bopper, and you're like, I don't like this.
This. I'm glad music went past this.
I'm glad he died in a plane accident.
How many fucking songs can you write about holding someone's hand? This sucks. Talk about fucking.
This doesn't make me want to punch anything.
Yeah.
Hands are for hitting.
All right, should we get into the episode, Katie?
Oh, if we have to.
We got a lot to cover.
Okay.
Let's go to work.
Yeah.
Let's go to work.
Let's talk about all my favorite characters. Frog Boy, Baldman, guy with a woman's voice.
Two children who are one child.
Yeah. Pizza Cat, Ice Cream Woman.
Oh, man, do you remember Samurai Pizza Cats?
Yes. That was like a whack-ass Ninja Turtles, right? It was the
No, it was better because it was meant to specifically make fun of. No, I mean, not better than the Ninja Turtles, obviously. It's better than a whack-ass Ninja Turtles because they were specifically parodying the Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
They even mentioned them in the theme song.
Oh, that seems shitty.
So they're is Samurai Pizza Cats better or worse than Biker Mice from Mars?
Oh, good question.
How are they compared to Street Sharks?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are talking
street
my language.
Sharks, first of all, we got jorts. We got rollerblades. I'm saying street sharks.
Wait. And you've got an orca with a big tongue.
Yeah.
Shit is 90s as hell, man. They really tapped
into
that market.
Very into street sharks.
I was
play hockey.
Yeah, they did play. They played street hockey.
Yeah,
okay?
The 90s is the only time when anybody cared about street hockey.
No, it was 10 minutes after the Islanders won, and we were all like, we care about this a lot right now.
Street hockey is an integral plot point in the movie Clerks.
Yeah, that's it. You know, kids love Clerks. Yeah, get them.
Oh, the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, this kid did.
They play so much street hockey in the Mighty Ducks.
That's true.
But then on on that topic, do you ever see Extreme Dinosaurs?
No.
You've lost me.
I saw regular dinosaurs. Yeah. Was it not the mama, but the baby had a mohawk?
It's essentially, it's a cartoon. It was a spinoff of the Street Sharks.
Oh, geez.
Because the wild success of the Street Sharks. Katie, let's get into this episode.
Do we have to though? Okay. Change. An unexpected return. His name is Ginyu.
Ooh.
A lot of explanation points. All right, y'all.
That's a good three clauses.
I like that title.
Wait, that's the title?
Yes.
The title,
I thought that was a full explanation.
Change.
It's the rock opera based on this episode. Yeah.
So real talk with this episode, there's a lot of flashbacks, there's a lot of backstory, so I will do my best to follow these notes, but they're not many.
Whoa. And there's a lot of battling.
And there's a lot of battling and a lot of beams.
A lot of hard battling, a lot of beams. Let's get into it.
Let's
Frieza,
do it.
He's there. He's making faces. Who
he's
else is making
pod.
Faces? Everyone. Everyone's making faces. Who amongst us does not have a face? Everyone?
Everyone.
Z-boys have faces. Freeze boys have faces.
That's
great.
Right.
Established.
Perfect.
Yeah. This is the same. You wrote that down, Katie? Well, where do we
wait, Z-Boys like from Dogtown and Z-Boys?
Yes. That is what we call the Z-Warriors.
Ain't nobody ever skateboarded in this damn show.
That's not true. They definitely have.
I believe there was a lot of skateboard decks with these fools on them.
Yeah. That's true, that's for sure.
Or hookups,
yeah.
Brent. I don't have to get into hookups.
Oh, jeez. What is this, the Dan Chamberlain episode? Get out of here. Anyways.
Sorry.
Piccolo says, do you feel that?
Yeah. Do you feel that?
Do you feel
like Disturbed?
Go on.
Were you thinking of Disturbed, how they opened that song? Oh, yeah. Do you feel that? Oh, yeah.
Do you feel that?
Dragon Ball Z.
Piccolo says, you feel that. And Gohan is like, yeah, he's as powerful as me as when I was on the top of my game.
So we're talking about Purple One Punch
Man. Purple One Punch Man.
That's what's happening right now is they're
a
in the standoff.
Figure.
Chest button?
Yeah.
Someone like hits him in the chest
yeah,
and it
chest
lights up.
Button.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So they're in the standoff and like Piccolo and the Z-Boys are all like, what are we going to do? This guy's real powerful. And
they're all drunk, by the way. They're so drunk. Yeah. Cannot talk straight. These
ridiculous. Yeah, no, they crushed a few before the fight started.
Let's do this. Head out to the creek. Bring the truck.
This might be off topic from the Dragon Ball, but what are feelings?
Well, Mike, most people have them.
Okay. Okay.
They're what Frieza hates.
Is this like health insurance?
See, occasionally we don't do bits.
I can't not do a bit. I'm sorry. Okay.
Bulma and Jocko are there. They do something. Then Frieza talks a lot.
Doesn't Piccolo punch One Punch Man in the chest?
Then Piccolo punches One Punch Man in the chest. And then something super dope happens, which he rips Piccolo's fucking arm off.
Oh, yeah, like a fucking celery stalk.
Yeah, and he's all like, oh, oh, oh.
That was
right. We're all like, oh, fuck. And he's like, oh, oh, oh.
It was very sexual.
This is a great episode.
I just kept hearing Jabuki's voice in my head going, take it to go, dick.
Yeah.
I'm also eating Fritos in the mic. Does the audience like this?
Piccolo re-spurts his arm and then starts sweating a lot, which is just like a lot to watch.
Oh yeah. Well, and he shoots out like weird like light green cum when he fucking brings out his arm again.
So you guys, I don't know if you know this, but I'm super cool and I used to be an exotic reptiles expert professionally.
How has this never come up before?
Tell us about the green cum.
What do you mean used to be? Where'd that knowledge go?
Because I got fired.
Okay.
But
you could have been somebody.
I really could have been. I could have been a drunk Aunt Steve Irwin.
I could have been a lizard woman.
Hey, it's and me, Jimmy Fallon.
You're just showing him a dragon and you're both drunk.
And when it's a lizard's tail falls off, it wiggles off a bunch. It's still wiggling around and moving a lot. Uh-huh. So that means even though he threw Piccolo's arm on the ground, I was still like doing a little funky dance.
Yeah, doing a little
dance.
Like what are the finger dance? What do they call that?
I don't
you
know.
You with like those light up gloves and like the rave dudes.
Oh, the ravers.
Rave gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can also watch YouTube videos of that. You guys got to look up these MRAs. You got to look up these ravers. You got to
look up incel.
Incel is what I need.
Look up extreme dinosaurs.
We got
they have a great theme song.
Man,
I can really imagine.
So do the Samurai Pizza Cats. It sounds like the B-52s. I love it.
Oh, then I'm in.
Ooh, boo.
So after Piccolo's arm gets ripped off, there's lots of screaming. Mm-hmm. Everyone's very upset by it. And then there's a monologue.
Who does a monologue?
Frieza gives a monologue.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking this. Wouldn't it be so much like, not cooler, but like it would really cooler, Frieza's brother.
Ah.
Side note. Mike is very confused.
I get it.
It would be like, I would just really enjoy if Frieza, who's always going on rants about who's a monkey and who's not, just could not shut up about Jesus Christ. That would really round out his character. Ah, one son was here before. I remember that.
He does talk about hell a lot.
He does.
Yeah, he was tortured in hell for 12 years, so that makes sense, actually, character-wise, but...
Then something actually cool happens, which is a really cool guitar riff happens, and who's it? It's fucking Gotenks.
Oh, yeah! Dude,
He's here and he's kick flipping.
We've been whining about this for so long. I already forgot that Gotenks shows up.
Gotenks!
That's my favorite character, everybody.
Whom?
It's the two boys. The two little boys.
The two boys as one boy.
Yeah, okay. the two boys as one boy.
But the guy and the dick.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a very important thing is that Gotenks does the dopest entrance, which is that he, instead of doing a beam or doing fisties and punchies.
Or like showing up and being like, it is I, Gotenks. Like any sort of like fucking serious or nothing.
He just straight headbutts Gray Alien in the fucking not dick. And
I loved it.
He holds his balls for like a long time. 10
out of 10.
Yeah, there's a great shot of him on the ground and he's holding, you can see his hands holding his alien taint part. And I like the animation that was just like lines around him moving to show that there was movement happening.
I must say, I'm a longtime fan of Gotenks, favorite character on the show, and this is number one, shot straight to the top of the charts, number one favorite Gotenks moment, headbutting someone in the dick, much better than blowing up Hitler. So great.
Yeah, Gotenks also blows up Hitler.
The real Hitler?
Yes, yeah. Hitler escapes from hell and tries to take over Japan.
He's one of the Earth's worst enemies, along with Frieza.
See, this is like, Gotenks. I'm so confused and upset.
Gotenks is so cool, though, because whenever he's on screen, he turns the show into, like, a late 90s American comedy.
Yeah, it's great.
For, like, however long until he's punched in the face. Just, he turns into boys.
Yeah, endless record scratches. Like, every four lines is record scratch. I bet you're wondering how Hitler got back to Earth.
You fucked Stifler's mom?
Wait, there's two of us, but we're one?
There's a baby in the frat. Here's the thing. So Gotenks usually does a little dance to become Gotenks, and we were denied that pleasure.
we were denied the pleasure of watching these boys fuse.
Boys, dance around and then become one. For
little
me,
boys dance for my amusement.
I mean,
those little boys keep dabbing in this episode.
They do dab.
Yeah, no,
kinda.
Part of the dance is basically a dab, yeah.
They go like that, and then they go like that.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
But while Purple One Punch Man is in balls-clutching position on the ground, that's when he sees the frog, right?
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Old Frog Boy shows up.
Frog Boy.
And Ginyu, what's his name?
Captain Ginyu.
Captain Ginyu.
And he like uses his cute little froggy hind legs.
Yeah, they do mouth to mouth.
Well, no. He uses his little hind legs to scratch Change Now into the ground because he can't speak as a frog.
Of course. He could only ribbit.
Yeah. And a ribbit simply will not do for the magic spell.
No. This is Frog Boy, which we know is Captain Ginyu, not to be confused with Frog Man, which is an entirely different character.
So he scratches the words into the ground, and then Purple One Punch Man reads it. He's like, Change Now. And then he they beam each other in the mouth, and then
Then another character's here. Thank God.
Yeah, he gets the second beam, according to me, making this
a great episode.
100% approved.
When Ginyu becomes One Punch Man, his voice is almost certainly not the same as the original Ginyu voice, right?
Ginyu just always has a trach in for some reason.
I was a greater.
Yeah, he's doing truth ads on the weekends.
I am Frog Boy.
I wish somebody told me smoking wasn't cool.
I started doing poses at a young age.
I saw James Dean do poses. The point is, though, I think his voice is, I will not look this up because I refuse to, but I'm almost certain that it's the same voice as the guy who does Nappa on Team Four Star.
Anime.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Just kidding.
No, they're great, but Krillin' It can fucking suck my dick.
Suck my dick, Krillin' It.
Suck my dick, Krillin' It.
It's our rival podcast.
Your rival podcast?
Yeah. Mm. Fuck them. They suck.
Krillin' It, I'll see you at the anime con. Which one? Anyone? Anytime. I'm taking you down.
I would stuff you in your locker if it wasn't full of figurines.
Incidentally, this is Alex. Please let us come to your anime con. We will be paid in stickers, whatever you'd like. Just please let us come.
So, anyway, after Captain Ginyu takes over Purple One Punch Man, he goes up to Frieza and yells at him for a very long time, and there's a lot of exposition.
Oh, yeah. Tons of flashbacks to... I think the first one is he sees Goten and Trunks after they unfuse, and he's like, "That little one, what is he all about?" And then he's like, "That was the monkey who killed me." And, you know, who cares? And
classic
then,
dramatic pacing of a TV show where you take time to think about, oh, what's the dude in the chair? Think about how these people look.
There's an important part of that flashback where he's like trapped in the frog, and then a lady frog tries to bone him, and so sad about that frog intercourse.
If we had to bring Captain Ginyu back in this context, I guess that's a very valuable bit of exposition. We learned, you know, where's Ginyu been all these years? How do you survive as a frog for 14 years?
And literally at the end of the exposition, he wraps it up with, "And suddenly I was on this planet for some reason."
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because of the Namek balls.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Namek balls. But this raises such an important question that I've been waiting to raise on the podcast, which is, like, if you were stuck as a frog for 14 years, would you have frog sex?
Mike, if you were turned into a frog, would you have frog sex?
No question, 100%, absolutely. I didn't even have to think. I was holding back my answer until you guys asked me. But there's no way I wouldn't have frog sex.
If lady frogs have their babies out their back. They shoot them out the back. It's gross.
Alex.
Katie,
I believe you're thinking of nematodes?
No, I'm thinking of frogs.
Some frogs have them at the back. Some of them, you know, lay, and some of them have them out their cloaca.
Excuse me, Katie. I was led to believe that you are a reptile expert, not an amphibian expert.
Former reptile expert.
I'm a disgraced reptile expert.
You dabble in amphibians.
The Dr. Stephen Greer of reptiles.
I had to go on the podium while my sad wife stood behind me and give a speech about my disgraced run as reptile expert.
I'm sorry, I mixed up a frog and a toad.
Here's another question for us to continue the Balls Deep segment, I guess. Because Ginyu got transported with the Namek Dragon Balls, the planet was about to explode.
Yes.
And the wish was for every living thing, I guess except Goku and Frieza, to be transported from Namek to Earth so they wouldn't die when it explodes,
okay.
Right? So, It was they were brought back to life.
They said everyone.
Everyone on the planet.
Which I think is because Captain Ginyu has a soul that moved the frogs. So otherwise, you'd have all these invasive species.
That's what I was
going
to say is if you bring all the species from Namek to Earth, what sort of havoc does it wreak on local ecosystems?
Ecological disaster.
I think that's a question for Dog President.
Oh, Mike, the president is a dog in the show, but he does all the things a president does, but he's a dog.
Okay. I got to rewind like 5 levels. Is this show set on Earth?
Yes.
Yeah. Can't you tell?
Of course. Yes, it's Earth.
Okay.
Obviously.
Then. That's like a Des Moines or something.
But there's also dinosaurs and technology that puts a car into a pill.
Some of the dinosaurs are
what's
people.
The bean?
The bean.
When you have a hole shot in you, they give you one bean and you're good.
Yes.
What is that?
It's like Red
Bull.
It's
called a Senzu bean.
Senzu bean.
Okay. And originally, it wasn't even supposed to heal you. In Dragon Ball, when they originally introduced it, it was just supposed to be all the food you need for like a week.
Okay.
So you could eat the bean so you could train all week.
And then they were like, when will this come up in our show? Fuck it. It heals you completely.
Yeah, by the time you get to Z, they're just like, whatever, it fucking heals you. Eat it. Eat the bean.
Like
it's dry and crunchy.
Yeah.
You always hear them crunch on it.
It's the plot device bean.
No one ever thinks to just like steam it a little bit. Give it a little, you know.
On the, it's like those wasabi peas.
Mmm. See, I picture it more like a dry black bean.
Oh, okay.
That you get in a bag and you just chew it up.
Why don't they ever make it into a tea? You know, they could have a little tea.
What about some refried sensu beans? You know,
for the whole burrito.
You only need one though. What if you eat too many? Do you get more powerful? See, this was a good balls deep. That
yeah.
The right
what
way.
Does
it's like
happen?
I'm high, but I'm not.
So, what would happen if you ate a bowl of steamed sensu beans. What do you think, Alex?
Who knows, dude?
I believe steaming removes.
Oh, you're right.
Value out of vegetables.
Shit.
Got him with them own words.
Hey.
Well,
do
fill
we
up
have
a
to,
whole tortilla with the crunchy beans then? I mean,
yeah, we're running ahead here. Should we
let's
speed
sum up
through
this
some of this? Yeah.
Okay, there's a bunch of flashbacks. They basically just do a lot of exposition. The most important thing is that Captain Ginyu beats up all the boyfriends. And then they're like...
He beats up all the boyfriends. Yeah.
Everyone's like, his energy is so much greater before. And we're like, how much greater? Say a number. They refuse. I'm pissed. Bulma brings out the Sunday again, tries to get Whis to come back. Mostly she just misses her abusive husband. Goku and Vegeta are stuck in a void. They're coming in space. We don't know where they are.
Yeah.
Beerus eats a pizza. It's great. And then...
We'll talk about the void more another day, I think.
Yeah,
because
we didn't get much void today. We didn't really know what they're doing there.
All we know is Vegeta says, it's so intense.
And based on historical Dragon Ball precedent, I will guess that they are not going to be in that void for very long because they're going to have to show up to beat up Frieza.
That's a really good guess. I bet maybe next episode, actually. I would guess that's just what's going to happen next.
Gohan is like, why can't I tap into my strength? Is it because I didn't train? And then there's a bunch of beams. He gets his ass kicked. He goes Super Saiyan 2. Frieza calls him a twisted monkey virus. It makes us uncomfortable.
Oh,
there's punchies and fisties.
Were you guys thinking of AIDS with twisted monkey virus?
I 100% was thinking that.
Okay.
I wasn't. I just, as soon as that character keeps saying the word monkey, I'm like, ugh.
Allow me to clear the air. AIDS.
See, I didn't even make it past twisted. Because
I like it when things are straight.
And then Frieza gets triggered when he sees Gohan in his Super Saiyan 2. He's just like, oh, I remember.
Monkeys a few more times.
And so he zaps him. Apparently, Frieza's got little finger lasers now, and he shoots him a bunch. He has a bunch of holes in him.
Gohan's getting blasted to shit for a solid 90 seconds.
Yeah.
With finger beams, which is great. I love that.
And
there's
he
so
goes,
many beams.
Yeah, this is what you get for being a Saiyan. Everybody else.
Oh, yeah, he
which
straight
makes
up
it a hate
says
crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what you get for being a Saiyan.
It's just really reflective of our political climate right now. I'm really glad that Dragon Ball Super is still continuing to be the poignant mirror to society.
We got to get these Friezas out of office. That means primarying them out.
It's not my Frieza.
Vote Sorbet.
And
<It's>
then, most importantly of all, Piccolo throws himself in front of the beam and gets a giant hole blasted through his chest, and their only POC friend dies.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Yeah, the credits are all. And that's it, man. That's the episode.
It was the best ending they've had to an episode.
Yeah, no, this was. Listen, I mean, we made fun of it. But it was a great
only
episode.
Only because we love it so much.
Yeah.
It's the greatest ending to a Dragon Ball episode I've ever seen.
And there we are. It's a great episode. I think we should probably rate it and get out of here. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, Alex.
That gets, 14 out of 7 Dragon Balls. Best episode of the new season.
Shit.
New series. I want to get behind this and encourage them what they're doing. I want them to get in the room in the off season and just keep this up. This is great.
That's right. Two wishes.
Yeah, well, I was going to
compound
round it
wishes.
Down to 7 out of 7 Dragon Balls.
That seems
which
fair.
Means
that's how it works usually.
We're going to have to summon Shenron for this one.
Hey, Shenron, I would like 1,000 Zenny.
What? Great. We don't know the conversion rate of Zenny.
Whatever. That's what I want. It's what Pilaf got before when they got Shenron. And it was stupid then. It's stupid now.
What about the strawberry? Don't you want the ice cream? Don't you want the most delicious ice cream?
I only have one wish, though.
Okay.
So.
Well, you also do the Shenron voice.
Robert. Is granted. Here is 1,000 of a made-up money.
All right, Katie, out of 7 Dragon Balls.
I will give this episode 5 out of 7 Dragon Balls. It was entertaining and full of nostalgia, but I also feel like I'm in a fever dream.
All right. Mike.
Oh, God. I don't know what to compare it to.
That's fine.
I was very confused the entire time. The episode felt racist. I liked the frog switching.
That's Alex's favorite part.
Yeah.
That gave it the extra 7 dragons.
I'm gonna give it 1 because I had no idea what was going on. Most
1 out of 7. Tough. That's gonna be tough for the average.
You're gonna spend a lot of time searching.
I didn't know.
No, we do not average. Okay. These are lost to time.
Okay.
I am also going to give this episode 7 out of 7 Dragon Balls, which means Shenron, don't go anywhere.
Hey, mighty Shenron.
Jeremy, buddy, wish my little buddy, my special guy.
Shenron, you're so warm today.
I like your glasses.
Thank you so much. I got new glasses, everybody.
They're a great smart look.
Almighty Shenron.
Yeah, what is your wish?
I don't know. I wish that Mike will go to therapy.
It's a lot of build-up, but it's worth it.
All right, that's it. We should
do some dragon plugs
and get out of here. Alex, what do you got?
Go to @PatakJokes. That's my Twitter. And if you live in Boston, I just planned a show. I'm doing a half hour with Brandon Scott Wolf at Wonder Bar.
Woo!
At 7 on July 16th. Boom. That was close. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Come to the show.
Get out there in a month. Katie.
Oh, you can find me at Katie Rose on Twitter and at Oh Hello Katie Rose on Instagram. And that's it. Book me.
Mike.
Take my wife.
Book my wife, please. You can find me. I'm at Mike Abruzzi on everything because no one else has that name. I have a podcast, obviously, because I'm a comedian. It's called TV Casualty with Mike Abruzzi. I watch TV shows I've never seen before, but it's usually the pilot episode. I mostly talk about coming on that, to be very honest. But yeah, it's fun. And I have some shows, but whatever. Find me. Just find me on the street. Just say hi. I'm a local personality, so you can find me around here.
Give Mike therapy.
Yeah.
Just anyone.
Or just like $20.
Yeah.
Mostly is what I want.
And you can find me at Jeremy Thunder on Twitter. And come to the Tattoo Roast show on the 30th and the Hard Time show on the 1st. That's all I got. And that's it for this week. Join us next week.
Super!
Super.
Yeah. Black anime fan. 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 Black anime fan.